if Ki'ilu Kodesh Shor B'Teich Meiv, as if like a Kodesh Baruch Hu is inside you, your Kodesh. In other words, that means to say, take good care of yourself, because don't make yourself weak, because you're doing like Avodas Hashem. So of course, as far as say, don't fast, but keep yourself healthy, eat a lot inside you, to make sure that you can do Avodas Hashem, you can do mitzvahs, not to be weak, like Rashi says. But you're not allowed to make yourself weak. Shenem, the Pasuk says, V'kir b'chol Kodesh, that like a Kodesh Hashem is inside you. V'lo yovah bir, and I won't come into the city. So where it says, Lakash, there's no stira. Hatayu hodu motzu l'tzure nafshei, hodu loy motzu l'tzure nafshei. Depends how strong you are to start out. Certain people, fasting doesn't bother them that much. If it doesn't bother you that much, then you call the Kodesh to be Mitzai yourself. It's called Kodesh, and you're not taking yourself away from doing Avodas Hashem, doing mitzvahs. Of course, you can still do mitzvahs. However, if you're a weak person to start out with, that's for you by fasting, you can't take the fast and it'll make you a weak, and you won't be able to do mitzvahs that day, then it's not kedai to do it. Then you're supposed to feel as if, you like we'll see later, it's kedai for you rather to do the mitzvahs and to learn, rather than making yourself weak. Resh Lakish, Shomer Lakish says, Nikra Chosid. A person is called a Chosid. So it's a shal exactly how to learn here. If it means a person that fasts or not. Of course, the same inyan, we'll soon see. Shenem HaPasuk says, Goymul Nashoy is Chosid. A person who wants to do Chesed does things good to his nefesh. V'oiches Sheiroi Achzor. And if a cat, someone holds himself back and doesn't feed himself, it's called an achzor, it's called something bad. So the Mashiach says, the Pasuk is saying two things. Like, it's good to take care of your soul. So it's like this. If you're a healthy person, again, that you could fast, then avad you call the chastid, that's called helping out your soul, like to bring yourself more yiras Hashem, more avodas Hashem by fasting. But if you're a weak person, that by fasting will just make you sick and weak, and you won't be able to do mitzvahs, then it's not kedai. That's the end of the Pasuk, you only called an achzor. Omer HaShesh says like this, Hai Bar Be Rav, that means a Talmud that's learning in Yeshiva. The Yosef Betanisi decides to fast today is Lechol Kalbala Sherusai. It's like not worth anything. As if to say, let the dog eat what the food he should have eaten. There's a wet and vain. Like we just said, a Talmud Chacham B'nei Yeshiva is supposed to be strong enough to sit and learn the whole day, to be in Yeshiva and learn, and not to do this, not to fast. And we'll soon see. Omer Rabbi Yirmiya Bar Abba. And Tainus Tzibur B'Bovel. There's no din tainus sibur that has a chumrah, like you're not allowed to wash yourself, you're not allowed to rub yourself, you're not allowed to wear shoes. That ain't tainus sibur b'bovel elo tisha b'bovad. Only on tisha b'bov do we have the chumras like we do. But any other tainus sibur, you're allowed to eat by night time, you're allowed to wear shoes, you're allowed to rub yourself. Our tainus sibur is only in Eretz Yisrael. In b'bovel we don't have the chumrah of a tainus sibur, only on tisha b'bov. Omer Resh Lakish, ain't talmud chacham rishoye leisha b'tainus. A Talmud Chochem, somebody that needs his strength to learn Torah, to do mitzvahs, he's not allowed to fast. Mifnei Shemamayim v'Melech HaShemayim. Because by him fasting, he's going to take away the Melech HaShemayim. He's not going to be able to do a lot of work. He can't do mitzvahs. If he can't do mitzvahs, it's not kedai, it's more kedai. He should do Melech HaShemayim than fasting. Zvayta Oichlem v'Shoysim Mishach HaShecha. So Mishnah says, on these tinnuses that the Yechidim starts fasting on Yud Zayin v'Tammuz, on Yud Zayin v'Macheshvan, you're allowed to eat at night time. The tinnus first starts in the morning, like we'll see later exactly when. Omer Rav Zera, Omer Rav Huna, Yochid Shekibul Olav Tinnus. If a private person was makabel upon himself to fast, he made his own tinnus. Is Afilu Ocha V'Shosa Kol Alayla, even though he ate the whole night time, still L'macheru Mispalo Tfilas Tinnus. If he fasts the next day, the whole day, from morning, daybreak, until nighttime, it's called the Tainus Yochid, and the Loch is, you have to daven Aneinu in Shimon Esra, you have to daven Tfilas Tainus. What about Lon Betanisai? Let's say somebody true was makabel upon himself to make a Tainus Yochid to fast Monday, let's say. He fasted the whole day. Now, when it came Monday by night, really he's allowed to eat. But instead of eating, he just went to sleep and did not eat. He was Lon Betanisai, went to sleep fasting. And then he wakes up the next day, and he's still fasting the next day. In such a case, Einoi Mispalo Shotainis. Tomorrow, when he davens Shemon Esrei, it's not called like a real Tainis. He did not have to say an Einoi during Shemon Esrei. His Amar Rabbi Yosef said like this, Mike is Savar Rav Huna. What's the Savar Rav Huna? Sirile is the chat that he holds. Ein Misanin Lishois. There's no din Tainis of a few hours of the day. It's like here. Since you went to sleep, you wore a makabel upon yourself Tainis when you woke up. the fact you want to fast a few hours now the rest of the day, that has no din tainus at all. That's why you don't have to daven anenu. Oidilma, maybe no. Misanin l'shoyis. Really, there is a din tainus even for a few hours of the day. Like we'll soon see exactly what we're talking about. And the klal is dov ha misanin l'shoyis eino mispalot filosainus. If you fast just a few hours of the day, the lacher is, even though it's called the tainus, that you're not allowed to eat during that time. But I call upon him, the locher is, though, you do not have to daven the tefillah of Anenu in Shimon Esrei. So that was the suffix. What's Pshat in Rav Huna? Omalei Abayisa Abayisa said like this, the Olam Kesav Rav Huna, really Rav Huna holds, Misanin L'shoyis. A person could accept upon himself such a tainus to fast just a few hours of the day. Now we're talking about here, a lot of shittas learn is, Avad, like we'll see later, you have to fast the whole daytime, from morning till at night. But we're talking about a case, let's say like here, you went to sleep at night, and for no reason you didn't eat in the morning. And then all of a sudden, 12 o'clock in the afternoon, you wake up, you want to finish off the rest of the day with a tainus. That's called the tainus of a shoyis for a few hours. So really, Rav Huna knows there is such a tainus like that. And if you accept upon yourself now to fast the rest of the day, b'teres tainus, and if you're davening now, you do have to say anenu. So why over here not? So Rashi learns like this. Here in the case, you fasted Monday. And it came Monday night, your stam went to sleep. You didn't have in mind then that you want to accept upon yourself to fast. You thought you'll eat eventually, you just went to sleep right now. And when you woke up again, you started to fast. So at no time did you accept upon yourself to make it into a tainus. You just started right away to fast. That's not called a tainus at all. A tainus has to be that before you start fasting, you accept upon yourself to make a kabbalah, as if to say, later on, even if you want to say in a few hours, next hour, later on I'm going to start fasting l'shem tainus, that's called the tainus, even the shoyis. Like l'moshel. Let's say somebody woke up in the morning and for no reason he did not eat. Until 12 o'clock in the afternoon he did not eat for no reason. Now we decided I want to fast the rest of the day already. So he says right now, in another 10 minutes or so, I'm going to start fasting now the rest of the day, it should be a tainus. That's called the tainus l'shoyis. That's called the rest of the day you want to have a fasting l'shem tainus. That it could be Rav Huna holds, it is called the tainus. And if you daven mincha now, you do have to say anenu. But here we're talking about before you started to fast, like when you woke up, you didn't say you're accepting upon yourself now to make it into a tainus. You just right away went ahead and continued l'shem tainus. That's no good. There was no kabbalah, no accepting at all before you started to fast. That's why over here there's no din tainus. But in the regular case, even in the middle of the day, you change your mind and say that soon I'm going to start fasting, finish off the day, l'shem tainus, that is called the tainus of shoyis of a few hours. Like we'll soon see. Mar ukfo ikloy le ginzak. Mar ukfo went to visit Ginzak, this place. Boy yimine, so the people in the city asked him three questions. They asked him, misanin l'shoyis, oyei misanin l'shoyis. Is there such a tainus that you didn't eat in the morning till 12 o'clock? And now the rest of the day you want to accept upon yourself to fast l'shem tainus? Is there an inyan? Do you not have to eat? Do you have to say anenu? Is it called the tainus? That was one question they asked him. And lehever biyodei, Mar Ukva didn't know the answer. A second question he asked him was, kan kanim shonochrim, these barrels of wine that the goyim have, asurim or matorim, is it osur, are we allowed to use it now? They stored their yayin nesach in it. Now after we washed it out, are we allowed to use it? Is it mutter or not? Again, lehever biyodei, he did not know the answer. A third question was, v'mashimish meisha kol shiv yimei amluyim, what type of clothing did Moshe Rabbeinu use all 7 days of the Miluyim? The first 7 days of the Miluyim, before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Moshe Rabbeinu acted like the Kohen Gadol. And Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that's the first day that Aaron took over to be the Kohen Gadol. So the first 7 days, what type of clothing did Moshe Rabbeinu wear? Again, Lehava B'yodi did not know. So also, B'shol Bei Medrash, they went into the Beis Medrash, and they asked the Talmidim in the Beis Medrash. Ormula, they answered him right away. Hilchos of the Locher is Misanin L'shoyis. Yes, you're supposed to fast. L'shoyis has a din tainus, like we've passed before. If you accept upon yourself now in the middle of the day, that the rest of the day you want to end off l'shem tainus, it's called the tainus. Or mispalin tfilos tainus. And if you dive a mincha now, you have to say anenu. The ilchus of the locher is kan kanem shalochrim, these barrels that goyim had that once stored yayin nesach in them. L'yachre shnei masachodish, if you wait, if you don't want to rinse it out a few times, like the locher you could do really in avodah zarah, but just you wait 12 months, is mutarim, automatically becomes mutter. Like since the yayin nesach was only cold at the beginning and never really hot, So since it was only used to something cold, if you wait 12 months, automatically all its time is dried up and not there anymore. You're allowed to start storing wine now in these barrels. And what type of clothing did Moshe Rabbeinu wear all the 7 days of the Mluyim? He wore white clothing. Not golden clothing, but white clothing. White pishtin, Rashi says. And Rav Kana, Master Kana adds to it, Becholuk Lovin, Shein Lo Yimra. He wore this white taka pishtin, white flax clothing, that did not even have a hem to it. Like the Mora says, the Yis Mekim Hashem Yisrael, you're supposed to be clean, that nobody should think you're going in to steal something. So he didn't even have any hems, any pockets in his clothing. Omer Rav Chizah, Chizah says, Hodi Yamra, that you said, Misanim